When food was plentiful at Hogswatch or after harvest, it never looked like this. The farm food was mostly shades of white or brown. It was never pink and blue and never wobbled. There were things on sticks and things that gleamed and glistened in bowls. Nothing was simple. Everything had cream on it or chocolate whirls or thousands of little coloured balls. Everything was spun or glazed or added to or mixed up. This wasn't food. It was what food became if it had been good and had gone to food heaven. It wasn't just for eating, it was for show. It was piled up against mounds of greenery and enormous arrangements of flowers. Here and there, huge transparent carvings were landmarks in this landscape of food. Tiffany reached up and touched a glittering cockerel. It was ice, damp under her fingertips. There were others, too, a jolly fat man, a bowl of fruits all carved in ice, a swan. Tiffany was, for a moment, tempted. It seemed a very long time since she had eaten anything. But the food was too obviously not food at all. It was bait. It was supposed to say, "Hello, little kiddie, eat me." "I'm getting the hang of this," thought Tiffany. "Good job the creature didn't think of cheese." And there was cheese. Suddenly, cheese had always been there. She'd seen pictures of lots of different cheeses in the almanac. She was good at cheese and had always wondered what the others tasted like. They were faraway cheeses with strange-sounding names. Cheeses like Treble Wibbly, Wainy Tasty, Old Arg, Red Runny, and the legendary Lanker Blue, which had to be nailed to the table to stop it attacking other cheeses. Just a taste wouldn't hurt, surely. It wasn't the same as eating, was it? After all, she was in control, wasn't she? She'd seen right through the dream straight away, hadn't she? So it couldn't have any effect, could it? And, well, cheese was hardly temptation for anyone. Okay, the drone must have put the cheese in as soon as she'd thought of it, but she was already holding the cheese knife. She didn't quite remember picking it up. A drop of cold water landed on her hand. It made her glance up at the nearest glittering ice carving. Now it was a shepherdess, with a saddlebag dress and a big bonnet. Tiffany was sure it had been a swan when she'd looked at it before. The anger came back. She'd nearly been fooled. She looked at the cheese knife. "Be a sword," she said. After all, the drone was making her dream, but she was doing the dreaming. She was real. Part of her wasn't asleep. There was a clang. "Correction," said Tiffany. "Be a sword that isn't so heavy." And this time she got something she could actually hold. There was a rustling in the greenery, and a red-haired face poked out. "Psst," it whispered. "Dinny eat the canapes." "You're a bit late." "Ach, weel, it's a cunning old drome you're dealing with here," said Rob Anybody. "The dream wouldn't let us in unless we was properly dressed." He stepped out, looking very sheepish, in a black suit with a bow tie. There was more rustling, and other Pixies pushed their way out of the greenery. They looked a bit like red-headed penguins. "Properly dressed," said Tiffany. "Aye," said Daft Woolly, who had a piece of lettuce on his head. "And these trousers are a wee bit chafing around the nethers, I don't mind telling you." "Have you spotted the creature yet?" said Rob Anybody.
"No, it's so crowded."
"We'll help you look," said Rob Anybody. "The thing canny hide if you're right up close. Be careful, mind you. If it thinks you're going to whop it one, there's nae telling what it'll try. Spread out, lads, and pretend you're enjoying the ceilidh." "What? Do you mean get drunk and fight and that?" said Daft Woolly.
"Crivens, you wouldna believe it," said Rob Anybody, rolling his eyes. "Nay, you puddin'. This is a posh party, you ken. That means you mak small talk and mingle."
"Ach, I'm a famous mingler. They won't even know we're here," said Daft Woolly. "Come on." Even in a dream, even at a posh ball, the Knack Mac Feagle knew how to behave. You charged in madly, and you screamed politely.
"Lovely weather for the time of year, is it not, you wee scunner? Hey, Jimmy, I ain't no got a pom frit for an old pal."
"The band is playing divinely, I dinna think."
"Make my caviar deep-fried, will you?"
There was something wrong with the crowd. No one was panicking or trying to run away, which was certainly the right response to an invasion of feagles. Tiffany set off again through the crowd. The masked people at the party paid her no attention either. And that's because they're background people, she thought, just like the background trees. She walked along the room to a pair of double doors and pulled them open. There was nothing but blackness beyond it. So, the only way out...